And joining us here in the studio, we have Tony Daltner of Century 21 Properties Unlimited here in Ripon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you kind of keeping your eye on that interest rate?
No, I'm not.
No?
I don't want to know.
Okay.
No, I am. Yeah, I know that the Fed raised it again yesterday, but, you know, we just deal with it. It is what it is.
Yeah. So I don't know how that contributes to the banking crisis, but, you know, is that a worry in real estate at all?
It is. The buyers, some of them have just decided to wait. You know, they're pulling out of the market for right now and just seeing if they'll come back down. They were looking at homes in the, you know, the $200,000 range last year when they were 3.5%, and now they're 6.5% going on 7%. So they're down to that $150,000 range. You know, it makes a quite a bit of difference on how much home they can buy when the interest rates are getting into this range.
But do you still have a pretty good market out there?
We do, yeah. Homes are going on and being sold rather quickly, multiple offers. There was one just out of town that listed not too long ago, and it was nonstop traffic at the home for the opening weekend, and there were 20 offers written on the house. So the market's still very good. And spring coming up, that's usually our best time, so that's when we encourage sellers to get ready, because this is usually the best time of the year for us.
So is it buyers or sellers right now?
It's still seller's market, even with the interest rates creeping up. I personally have probably 30 to 35 buyers that are patiently waiting for their home in all price range, from under 100,000 to lakefront properties. So there's buyers waiting. We just need some sellers to get ready to sell their home.
You said we. Now, I was looking at your website the other day, and for the first time I realized you work with people. How many people do you have in your office?
Oh, yes. Yep. I have four other agents. Three of them are full-time, and one of them is part-time. So, and they all have people that are looking, and not just Ripon. We have buyers looking in Green Lake and Marquezine and the whole surrounding area. One of my agents lives in Oshkosh, so she handles people up that way. So we cover from Dalton to Oshkosh to Berlin, Waupun. You know, we're here.
I saw some rave reviews on there. It's pretty nice to get that feedback, isn't
it? It is, yeah. Century 21 does a great job of recognizing our companies and agents, and they do send out surveys after every transaction or after most of them, and they encourage our customers and clients to respond. And when you get positive feedback like that, it's really nice.
Well, Tony, for new families that are looking at maybe buying their first house, what would you advise?
They want to start out by going to a local lender and getting pre-approved. Sit down with them. They're going to ask you questions about your income and your debt, so it's like an income-to-debt ratio, and your credit score. And based on that, they'll tell you how much home they feel you can afford. And that's when you want to reach out to us, and we'll start looking at homes in that price range.
You know, when it comes to economic development, one of the things they look at is housing. Do we have a housing crisis?
I really do think there is. You know, there has been some growth in Ripon. There's been some new construction properties that have been like spec homes that were built and sold before they were even finished. So there is a definite need, and for rental housing as well. They're doing a study now, I think, in Ripon to determine that. But, there's definitely a shortage of not only homes but apartments.
What would you say would sell best if you had new housing coming on the market that you could work with?
Condominiums are very popular for the retirement age. We have a waiting list for those as well. Any style ranch home, three bedrooms, two baths, but you can finish the basement, you know, so the square footage of the home is a little bit less if you use the basement area. As maybe a bedroom or so, put egress windows in. But if you keep it under 400,000 in the Ripon area, you know, you'd probably have success.
What would you advise for someone selling their property? Can you kind of, you know, if they're looking at selling their home, can you give them tips on how to improve it so that they can get a better deal?
Absolutely. I'm actually going on one, well, this weekend if we don't get the snowstorm. they stopped in the office yesterday, and we had a little chat, and that's what they were inquiring about. So we will. We'll walk through, give them some pointers on what we feel they do. Some sellers want to maybe do more than what they need to. And we can maybe dial them back a little bit, you know, that you may not get all that money back. So, you know, because a lot of times the buyers will move into their home and they want to make it their own. So they're going to do some changes and painting and things like that. So, yeah, it is a service that we offer. No charge, of course, that we just walk through, give you our opinion, and, you know, you can do with that with what you, you know, what you want.
What are some of the things that you see in newer homes that you don't see in older homes that people really like these days?
Maybe like a master suite. Mm-hmm. Those are sought after now, and almost all homes are built with that. Three-car garage. You know, a lot of the first homes were one-car garage, and then they went to two, and now we're up to three. So those are probably the main. And then in the lower level, you know, an egress window, so they can either, you may not, you don't have to finish it per se as a contractor, but just have it available if they want to put a bedroom down there or a family room or something like that.
So you have to give up the man cave when you're not bacheloring anymore, or what?
Well, probably to start out with, if you have a family. If you're doing it as a single guy, yeah, then you have plenty of room for your man cave.
I'm just wondering if people have, like, entertainment rooms, you know, it's like...
Yeah, usually the lower levels are for something really? Like that. The basements, they'll finish them off into a rec room or put a little bar down there and, you know, entertainment type system, surround sounds and big screen TV, that's where they entertain.
Do you sell any properties that have guest houses?
There are a few.
Yeah?
Yeah. We had one on in Ripon. There was a house, and then there was actually another detached building that was designed for that back in the day, like a mother-in-law's suite. They used it as a rental property, but not that often, though. You know, you don't usually find a second home on the same property.
I was just wondering. My mom used to have a lakefront property and then had a guest house, so that was kind of nice.
Yeah, it's probably more common around water like that.
Yeah.
Where just for that purpose, you know, you just have a bed and something in there so that they have their own privacy.
It was kind of nice because it was closer to the water than the main house was.
There you go.
Yeah. Although the main house had a great view of the lake anyway.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, but.
We are talking with Tony Dogner, who is with Century 21 Properties Unlimited in Ripon. We'll continue our conversation with him coming up. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with more of Radio Day here on 93.1 and AM 1600, The Wave. It's Radio Day here at 93.1 and AM 1600, The Wave. And joining us here in the studio, we have Tony Dogner, who is with Century 21 Properties Unlimited here in Ripon. Tell us about what you can offer folks, if you would.
Sure. We are a full-service office. We do residential, commercial, recreational land, lakefront properties. So we can work for the sellers. We have a couple agents that work as buyer's agents where they represent buyers to help them find homes. And we've been in the area for over 45 years. So people have come to us, repeat business and things like that. But and I'm an old farm boy. So if you ever go by the office, I'm usually there between 6 and 7, getting my daily stuff done before the agents come in with questions and things. But I'm also there to accommodate if you're an early riser. You know, you don't have to wait until 8:30 or 9 o'clock to come in and talk with me. You know, just give our office a buzz. I'll meet you there. Situation today where I'm extremely busy and I got a call last night to show a property today. One of my other agents stepped up to the plate and is helping me out. So we're more than just a real estate company. We, you know, we call it our little family there at Century 21, and we're here to help you out.
And you're located right next to Webster's, is it?
Yeah, right between Webster's and Cost Cutters.
Okay.
Great location, so if you're out shopping, just pop in, or if you're waiting for a haircut, stop in and see us.
I can attest to the fact that he's an early riser. I've seen him walking towards the office on a Saturday morning. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a hard habit to break when you grow up. I get my stuff done in the morning, but I'm also early to bed.
Okay. You got a phone number that folks can call?
Sure. 920-748-2865.
And I know you have a website, so they can find that.
Yeah, c21property.com.
It's a good website. You can find out a lot of information there. So,
thank you.
Tony, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
All right. Always nice to be here. Thank you.
Anything else before you go?
We're good. Thank you.
Okay. Tony Dalgner, who is with Century 21 Properties Unlimited in Ripon, joining us on Radio Day.